Ever dreamed of traveling the world, visiting exotic places, and making millions of dollars just to have your picture taken? Well, in a new documentary series, Models NYC, MSNBC takes you behind the scenes of a New York modeling agency, only to find being beautiful for a living isn't always a pretty picture.
I'm trying to get some information. One of my models is working for your company tomorrow, so if you guys want her, that's great, but I'm not going to be hung up on every 2 seconds and lied to.
We're like mother, father, brother, sister, psychiatrist, boyfriend. We're everything to these models.
I've never felt so bad about myself my whole life. They just sit there and they're like, which is these? Which, where are you so fat?
They're all young. They don't have a family here for the most part, so it's us.
If you want to hire a lawyer to sue them, you have to think about what you're doing. It's not worth it. So you're known as that girl that's suing the clients? It's not worth it.
Hey.
It's a small industry. Trust me.
It takes a great agency behind you. It takes a great agent behind you. All of those pieces have to come together.
My breasts are falling out.
That's okay.
Jeffrey Colesrud is the founder and director of the Q Management Modeling Agency, and Maria is a model at Q. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
I was struck by the words, trust me. I mean, my goodness, you're being trusted with very, very young girls. How young?
I mean, pretty much for us, the youngest is 13.
13 years old!
13, but it goes up. I mean, the average model we represent, I would say, is around 18 to 22.
So you're the talent scout, the booking agent, the mentor, the surrogate father. Big responsibility.
Yeah, I wear a lot of hats.
I know, but and Maria, you came to this, you know, you weren't 13 when you came to this. You actually came to this when you were, what, 19 years old?
About 19.
And how would you describe this world that you've entered, that this crazy, I mean, it seems crazy from that tape. Seems intense, a lot of pressure, right?
Definitely. I mean, one thing that it's not as glamorous as it seems. I mean, I sort of had the upper hand in this in a way because I did start when I was 19, as opposed to some girls who start when they're 13 or 14, they might be a little bit lost.
But why is it not as glamorous? It looks glamorous. Look at that. That's you, right, I think?
Yes.
Right? Looking gorgeous in that?
Yes.
But why is that not glamorous, sitting on a big pillow by a pool?
Well, it looks glamorous there. Actually, this was shot in mid-December. it was about 18 degrees in there.
Not glamorous. No. So there's some pain involved.
Absolutely.
Pain and also a lot of pressure on very young girls to look perfect in a world that isn't perfect. So what is your thinking about that, Jeffrey? What is your thinking about mothers right now watching this, who may be watching this piece that's going to air tonight, thinking, oh, I don't want my daughter to go through this?
Well, I think what's great about the show is that it will explain to the viewer it's not about Maria showing up looking perfect. Before she got to that shot, there could have been 3 or 4 hours of preparation to kind of achieve that perfect look.
Mm.
And they'll understand from watching the show, too, that it's a great opportunity for them to get into. It's not all that kind of glitz and glamour maybe that we're talking
because
about.
Because, in fact, the story, the backstory here, Maria, is that you were actually a foster child.
Yes.
And you actually, in part, you know, do this to help support your brother, I understand, and you are. So there's a real kind of traveling. I don't want to bring too much up, but because it's going to be revealed in this series. But the point is that the struggle is real. And that's part of it. Is that what you also want to say?
Absolutely. Well, people who don't necessarily understand the business. I mean, if you have an outside person look in, they say it might seem glamorous. You show up on a shoot, you shoot for 10 minutes, and then you hear they hand you a check over for $10,000. What people don't see is that a lot of what goes on is really hard work. And, you know, for me,
And we're going to see that, actually, in this series. I know that you... I don't want to say everything this morning, so I'm going to let you say this in your premiere. Well, success is not getting somewhere. It's how hard it is to get there.
Absolutely.
So, sounds like you have a good road towards that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The series is called Models NYC. It premieres tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern on MSNBC.